How many of you are stretching right now? Just thinking possibilities. There's a, you know, I told you about Mark Victor Hansen, Chicken Soup for the Soul. How many of you know Mark? Anybody met Mark? I know, Jim, you've met Mark and you know him. Would you agree by sitting and talking with him, it's a mind expanding? So make a list of those people that have expanded consciousness, expanded spirituality, expanded mental capacities, expanded business capacities, expanded financial capacities, expanded family capacities, expanded social networks, expanded health and beauty and vitality. Make a list of them and associate with them. And if you want to build wealth, if you can help them get where they want to get in life, they'll help you get where you want to get in life. Now I got one last thing here. This is a mind blower too. And I've had this happen over and over in cases. If you can see something somebody else has done, you have the power to do it. So I want you to have this affirmation. If Bill Gates can be a billionaire, so can I. So I'll say that. If Bill Gates can be a billionaire, so can I. He has two legs, two arms, he's got a brain, he's got a body. He gets up, he goes to the restroom in the morning, he eats pancakes or whatever it is. He does the same thing as everybody else. The difference is he had a different thinking process. He associated with different people. He had a different motivation, different purpose. And he's able to do it, so can I. That's one of my affirmations. If so-and-so can be a billionaire, so can I. If so-and-so can be a multimillionaire, so can I. If somebody can have a global influence, so can I. If somebody can change the paradigm of history, so can I. No reason why we can't do those things. It's just how we articulate to ourselves, how we focus on it, what's our mission, what's our values. It's all that determines that. So you want to associate and make a list of them. I was amazed. I thought it would take my... When I made my first list of people I'd love to meet, I thought it was going to take me my life to do it. I'm talking about in 5 years they were all met. I just happened to be at the right place at the right time. Donald Trump has an affirmation. I'm always at the right place at the right time to meet the right people to make the right deal. Once I heard him say that, I've been using that ever since. Figured it helped him. I'm always at the right place at the right time to meet the right people to make the right deal. So no matter where I'm, if I'm walking outside, I just happen to be at the right place at the right time to meet the right people to make the right deal. It's just a belief system. Serendipitous, synchronous, possibility thinking. Creative opportunities. Somebody said, John, how can you be away from your wife as much as you do? And I said, it's all reference. They said, what do you mean? I said, you have a house that lives in Los Angeles. It's about a 6,000 square foot home. But my belief system is the universe is my playground. The entire world is my house. I'm never away from my house. I'm never out of the house. My wife is just in another part of the house. How many of you understand? It's a reference point. So now what happens is we are a cosmic couple, jet set gypsies. Instead of basically walking from room to room, we fly to room to room. It's a frame of reference. It's a consciousness state. Do you understand? It's a game. It's not what happens to you. It's how you perceive it. It's not what you do. It's how you perceive what you do. How is that going to help me build wealth? If it's linked to wealth building, then you, no matter what happens, you're building ideas to build wealth. It's all a frame of reference. That's the beauty of our mind. William James said the greatest discovery that human beings have in his generation was that they could alter their lives by altering their perceptions and attitudes of mind. And wealth is a state of mind. Because there's people out there with vast fortunes, they're the same body with the same time as you. They got 150 pounds of body, they have the same lifetime as you, but they built wealth because of their value structure, their perceptions and attitudes, and their willingness to act according to those value systems and discipline. And the number one thing out of all the things that I've learned about wealth building is having a transformation of the value systems and having it high on your value system where you can appreciate it, because the second you appreciate it, you start having it come into your life. That's why I've spent this whole morning concentrating and building around that. Anybody here seeing more possibilities and right now and thinking, hey, I got some things I can do? Yeah, like I said, if you're at the last day of your life, if you had only 24 hours to live, right, or last minute before you died, did you do everything you could with everything you were given? Did you use your mind capacity? Did you use your visual capacity, your affirmation capacity, your thinking capacity, your body, your actions, your skills, your network of people? Did you use your money to the fullest? If you can say yes, you've lived an incredible life. So associate, make a list. Call them up. I made a list of Nobel Prize winners. I keep an ongoing list of Nobel Prize winners in my file. Every time another person wins a Nobel Prize, I get on the internet and I find out their information. I find out their research. I find out their writings. I find out as much as I can where they live or whatever. In some cases, I try to devour their information, then I try to call them. Sometimes I don't get through. Sometimes I get through. But I happened to be calling one time Linus Pauling. He was one of my heroes when I was younger because I was into nutrition, and he was a chemist, and I was studying biochemistry and physics and astronomy. And all of a sudden, I get on the phone, and lo and behold, Linus Pauling's on the phone. I just called him up. I got his number and called him up. I talked to him for 20 minutes. He brought me to tears. You know what he said to me? He says, it is so invigorating. I'm so invigorated to be able to do what I do. He says, I can't wait to go into my laboratory tomorrow and see if I can't make a new discovery. He was 87 at the time. I met a 94-year-old woman on the ship. She just got back from climbing Mount Kilimanjaro. 94 years old, has traveled the world, lived on the Queen Mary, lives now on the world part-time, has many, many young men. Wears them all out, she says. Now that's a woman. My wife let me go out on a date with her. She wasn't threatened, she said. We went to the theater with this lady, with two other men, three guys with this woman. She says, I need lots of men to handle me. And you know, she's the type of woman that you just want to help her. She's just a lovely little, you know, little lady. I mean, 94 years old, they're about that tall. You know what? When I sat and chatted with her, she had dreams. She had goals. She had inspiration. She had stories. She's met amazing people. She's lived a friggin' life. 94 years old, she's still cranking. She still had goals. Things that I was frightened about thinking about. I mean, she's the type of lady, when she's 100, she says, I'll go some skydiving. That kind of stuff. Associate with people that have visions. Vast visions, dreams, financial dreams. You do? I guarantee it's going to rub off on you. Guarantee it's going to help you in your wealth building. Makes a difference. Same thing for advisors. Do not have an advisor that does not have more money than you, more wealth than you. I've had to go through three or four layers of advisors since I started on the wealth path. I had one advisor that had X number of dollars saved. She was in advising. She had about $250,000 of her own net worth. She was the first person I introduced when I first started in practice. I didn't know. For a short period of time, I passed her up. I had to go beyond it because she didn't have strategies outside that box. So I got another guy who had about $1.2 million in net worth. And then I went on to a guy that had about $11 or $12 million in net worth. And then I started associating with people that had a lot more fortunes. I had to shed those. Still shedding those. Still learning new things. I learned whatever I taught, I learned most. So if you really want to learn this material, share it with somebody you love. Because by you sharing it, you tend to retain it. You tend to apply it. You tend to do things. You tend to put yourself on the spot. You force yourself to do these things. Nobody completely walks all their talk, but they limp their life. But you can certainly increase the probability of doing some of the things by helping other people do the same thing. So I learned this work by helping other people learn this work. There's no reason why you can't do the same. I've been blessed to try to read every book I could get my hands on this field, because one book may have only one new idea. I'll put that new idea into place. And read the biographies of great people. Read the biographies of wealthy and great people. Why? Because you're going to find out that they've been through the same struggles and challenges that you have, and you go, my God, that's like my life. And then you're going to realize, if they can do it, so can I. I did an exercise with my daughter. I paid her to do this. I knew some of the trials and tribulations she's been through in her life. And then I took from the repertoire of the people that I knew that were famous people that had biographies. And I found out who had enough biography that was matching kind of what she had been through. And then I asked her, I paid her to do a book report on their lives, concentrating on those, knowing full well that she's going to be reading about people that went through the same thing she did so she could identify with it. Afterwards, when she did these kind of reports, I said, what did you learn? And she said this. She said, I realized that a lot of these people that are famous have actually been through these trials and tribulations. She had her own words for it. Very similar to what I went through. I said, really? Why do you think I put her to do that exercise? Why do you think I paid her to do that? To save me money in the future. Because I figured if she can realize that no matter what happens to you, you can use it to your advantage, and you can take it and go and build something great with your life with it. If she learned that, that's an investment. I'm buying an investment for her. I'm paying for that. Because if I don't do that, I'm going to be paying for it later in a higher price. You understand the difference? Is our time out? All right. We're going to the next page, page 13. It says Secret Advisors. It is wise to surround yourself with people that understand and know how to manage money. And I mentioned earlier that it's wise to find people who have accumulated some wealth and are assisting other people in doing the same. And when you find an advisor, it's wise to have an accountant. It's wise to have at least a periodic evaluation as you accumulate wealth with a tax attorney specializing in tax laws, because anything you can do that will avoid tax, unnecessary tax, but not evade tax is to your advantage. You want to know the laws so thoroughly that you're not throwing away money unnecessarily. You also advise to have an advisor, a financial advisor, that can help you organize a master plan for your finances. Now, the value of that is that they take all of your assets, all of your goals, all of your dreams, what your ambitions are, where do you want to be financially, and helps you structure a plan of action to do it. Now, some of the things that I'm going to give you over this next day and a half are going to help you in that, but I still advise having an advisor. Now, you got two different types of advisors. They're overly optimistic and overly pessimistic types of advisors. And sometimes you get a real balanced one. My advice is getting a balanced one, and that takes some questioning processes. I think it's wise to interview a bunch of them and find out people that might give you referrals and interview a bunch. No harm in doing that. You might pick up ideas along the journey anyway. An optimistic one is somebody who usually will sell you a product that they get a commission off, and they'll want you to buy into their products, and they're optimistic about your possibilities of making sure that they make money.